At the time I'm recording this, the news out of Pretoria is that Nelson Mandela is still critical. The fact is Nelson Mandela is dying. Hard as it is to accept it, the world has to come to terms with it. It's not surprising that South Africans have been praying for his recovery. But perhaps a final gesture of gratitude to the man who is indisputably the father of that country is to pray for his peaceful death or passing or transition, if those euphemisms offer some solace and sound less final. Even his daughter has been quoted as praying for his peaceful transition. Yet human nature being what it is, we want to keep him among us. The last icon, as the Indian magazine Outlook called him in a cover story this week. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Nelson Mandela is almost 95. He's been in and out of hospital several times in the last year, each recovery a little slower than the previous one. The man is tired. All my grandparents died at home. It does not mean that the deaths were easy or peaceful. My grandfather died in his sleep. My grandmother died after a painful struggle with cancer. My great-grandfather lived hale and hearty till 95, had a stroke, and as he lay in bed, unable to speak, kept pointing to a curtain. It was askew and obviously deeply bothered him. He was a particular man. It was fixed to his satisfaction. The next day, he died peacefully, with minimum fuss. Now, the advancement of medical technology has meant a longer life as well as the hope of recovery from illnesses that felled our grandparents. But it's also meant we can cling on to life with greater tenaciousness and artificiality. Visiting a great aunt at a hospital not so long ago, I tried to reconcile the jolly, beaming woman I knew with the shapeless lump under a hospital sheet, tethered to tubes and a ventilator, reduced to a line on a monitor, silent except for the shuddering intake of breath. When her eyes met mine once, they were so full of pain and questioning, I had to drop my gaze. Every day in hospitals all over, elderly patients, entirely non-functional, unable to register anything, are hooked up to ventilators offering some semblance of life and hope to the family around them. And it's a lucrative source of revenue for hospitals. A doctor friend once told me that the ventilator was meant as a temporary breathing assistance. It was never meant to be a semi-permanent breathing solution for a person already dying. I'm not implying at all that the hospital in Pretoria is prolonging Mandela's life for financial gain. It's just that determining what is the end of a natural life has become increasingly more complicated and fraught for all of us. It's hard to let loved ones go, to play God and pull the plug. Sometimes it's because the children scattered around the world need to come. Often it's the son who lives abroad rushing in at the last moment, who desperately wants to prolong life by throwing every medical advancement at a tired and battered, weary body. But mostly, it's because we keep hoping for miracles that she'll get better. At 95, Nelson Mandela, even if he comes out of hospital one more time, is not likely to get better. However, even as we cling to life, no one wants to cling to suffering. The other day, I remember worrying about how upset my mother would be about the death of a close friend. But to my surprise, she was almost envious that her friend had died after a stroke in the bathroom without any apparent suffering. The vision of an old age with a broken hip, spiraling diabetes, or a new cancerous tumor stuck full of needles in an ICU is an ever-present, terrifying nightmare as we grow older. One can understand that the stakes are that much higher when it's a person of the stature of Nelson Mandela. The pressure to keep the man alive almost reaches the point of wanting to keep him immortal. As long as he's physically alive, he gives a certain reassurance to his nation and even to the world. Yet in his long goodbye, Nelson Mandela is also teaching us something, that no matter how much we want to hold on to something or someone, sometimes we have to let them go. To let go of Nelson Mandela is perhaps the greatest gift of gratitude the world can offer him at this point. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.